Aussie singer-songwriter Anita Spring has a new single out. It's called American Pie. Let's have a taste, shall we? It's American Pie, and Anita Spring joins us to have a chat about it this morning. Anita, how are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. How much American Pie have you tried in your time? You're a little thing. I can't imagine you've eaten as much as I have.
I love apple pie. It's so good. I actually made that one that's in the video, and everyone was eating it, and I was like, we need to save some for the video, and we only saved one slice.
I tell you what, you'd sell more singles if you sent it out with a piece of apple pie at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. That'll work really well.
So what is the single all about then?
So it's clearly an original song. It's not Don McLean's, you know, American Pie.
I was going to ask,
have you, a lot of people.
You did know that there was another song called American Pie that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, I know. And when I wrote this song, I actually wrote it when I was over in Nashville, and I co-wrote it with a man by the name of Mark Namor. He's actually a Muscle Shoals native.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, his stories are amazing. So he actually grew up working in that studio in Muscle Shoals where Aretha Franklin and Elvis Presley recorded. So, his stories are amazing. So this, I had this concept before my appointment with Mark. I just wanted to pay homage and say thanks to everyone I met when I was in Nashville, because everyone treated me like I was family. They were all so generous with their time and very welcoming. So this song is really all about just wanting to say thanks. And American Pie just kept coming into my head. And so it's all through my lyrics. I keep referring back to American Pie, and I really couldn't call it anything else because it's really the hook of the song. So, yeah, I did check in with APRA and everything. I was like, can I call this song, you know, Don McLean's the same title? Can I? They're like, yeah, of course you can. You can call your song. It doesn't matter, you know, but it has confused all the people.
Well, that's right. It's one way to introduce people to your music and of course, your taste for apple pies. But you mentioned there about everybody in Nashville being warm and welcoming. Americans are very much like that in the United States. They're incredibly warm and welcoming to everybody. That was my experience as well.
Yeah, they really are. They're beautiful, beautiful people. And so, yeah, I just had no... at one stage, I was like, I just wanted to extend my stay because I was over there for 2.5 weeks. And I was like, I'm having so much fun and enjoying this whole experience of collaborating with these amazing songwriters and listening to all this amazing music while I was over in Nashville. So,
did you go on the run? Were the visa officials coming after you or something like that? That would make for an interesting song too.
To grab me by the ear and throw me on the plane. But yeah, and all the other places that I've been through in the States.
You do have some tours planned, but given everything that's going on, is it all still going ahead?
Lots of the runner shows that we've had over the last month and over the next month into August actually have been postponed because everything is up in the air.
Yeah.
We're kind of dealing with all of that and going through the motions of just rescheduling the shows, and that's fine. We've already had a run of about 10 shows before lockdown hit, and so much fun.
You've been on the Icons tour. Were you performing Olivia Newton-John's greatest hits?
Yeah.
How's your Xanadu?
To do that.
How's your Xanadu?
It's great. It's great. And the great thing about it is all of Olivia's songs and her hits, because she's had a string of number one hits globally, and the audience, you know, they know all the songs, and so they sing along, and it's just great fun. And I feel, really honoured to be on stage paying tribute to her, because I think she's just an extraordinary human being. I really, everything about her career musically and her life as a mum and her battles that she's had, I think she's just an outstanding person. So I feel very humbled to be on stage singing her songs. And, the crowd adore her, and I think Australia adores her. So, as I said before, an honour and a privilege. Everyone that's come to a show so far are repeat offenders. They keep going back. And last time, our very last show, I had a table of women that dressed up in the physical outfits.
Really?
It's so fun. Yeah, it's good fun.
That's awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, it is nice to be able to pay tribute to an Australian legend. Like you say, on and off the stage, Olivia Newton-John will be, you know, she left an indelible mark. Anita, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about American Pie. We look forward to checking about your next collection. selection of singles. And when you start touring, please look us up here in the Hunter Valley.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to come to the Hunter. Would be great when we can.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for having me on your show.